بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقيت إبراهيم عليه السلام ليلة أسري بي فقال يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأ أمتك مني السلام أخبرهم أن الجنة طيبة التربة عذبة الماء وأنها قيعان وأن غراسها سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر رواه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says on the night of Mi'raj I met Hazrat Ibrahim عليه السلام he asked me to convey his salam to my ummah ulama say when we hear this hadith we should say wa alayhi salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh reply to the salam of Ibrahim عليه السلام and tell them that the soil of Jannat is very fine and fertile and there is very good water to irrigate it. But the land is all a virgin plain and its plants are subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So we understand from this hadith that if a person wants to adorn his Jannat and make his orchards in Jannat, then he should recite excessively the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And he concludes the hadith by saying, one can plant there as much as he likes. La yazal lisanuka ratban min dhikrillah. Let our tongues be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while driving, while sitting, while reclining. And in this way, we are earning the orchards and the trees in Jannat. Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah, for a few minutes we engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.